everyone. This is your producer, Youngjuk, back with another episode of Let's Get Lit, which is a program centered on literature and art. For today's episode, I have some of your favorite radio hosts of BBS Radio and some new friends I made recently. And the producer in me just wanted to give them a challenge. The challenge was to read out loud a tongue twister each. They get only one take and they won't be able to read the tongue twister beforehand. But wait a minute. First things first. What are tongue twisters? Tongue twisters are phrases that are difficult to read out because while the words might mean different things, they are pronounced in a similar fashion. They are called tongue twisters because they are hard to pronounce and are difficult to say quickly. They quite literally twist your tongue. For example, she sells seashells at the See what I mean? I am having difficulty saying this phrase because there are lots of similar sounding words. Let me try again. She sells seashells at the seashore. And there you go. I did it and you can too. A tip for beginners. Remember to read slowly and pronounce every word carefully. Tongue twisters are an important part of literature because they are solely used to strengthen your tongue muscles. It is a great warm-up exercise to practice speaking fluently and to brush up on pronunciations. It makes it fun and easier to learn English and also makes us love words. So, to get on with the episode, I asked our Changla, Hotam, and Dzongkhar radio hosts to read out the following tongue twister. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
My name is Karmachuki. And Youngjuk gave me a tongue twister challenge. I just have only one chance to read it. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Utam. And Youngjuk gave me this challenge to read out this tongue twister in one go. So here it is. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, mm-hmm. Where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Oh. Hi, I'm Vishnu. Youngjuk gave me this challenge to read out this tongue twister in one go, and I'm not sure how will I do. Even then, I'll give a try.
Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go.
No practicing.
Okay. Sorry.
No practicing.
Okay.
Peter Pip.
Continue.
Peter Piper pickled pepper. A peck of pickled peppers. Peter picked. Uh-huh. If Peter picked a pick.
Ow! Go on, last.
I'm
last,
not able to do
the last sentence. Okay, if Peter Piper picked a pickled peppers. Where's the peck of pickled peppers?
Sorry, I can't do. I give up.
Okay, it's not for me.
Okay, thank you, Vishnu.
Hi, my name is Krishna Gale. So Youngjuk has asked me to read a tongue twister. So I am going to go for the challenge. Okay, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Mm-hmm. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Hi, my name is Dicky Jordan and I work as a cine producer with Radio Channel 2. The producer here, Youngjuk, gave me a tongue twister and let's see how it goes. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper. Peter Piper. Can I repeat it again? I go back?
You just have to go
through. Okay. A peck of pickled papers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled papers, where is the peck of pickled papers Peter Piper picked?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was very tough. Young Juk.
Kuzambo. My name is Sungon Chu and I'm serving in BBS Channel 2, Radio Channel 2 as a producer. And Young Juk gave me the challenge to read out the tongue twister in one go. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled papers.
Continue on.
A peck of pickled papers. Peter Piper picked. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled papers. Where's the peck of pickled papers Peter Piper picked?
Okay, first of all, a very warmest welcome to our Young Juice show. My name is Thapsring, and today, unfortunately, I am going to challenge the toughest thing in my life, which is a tongue twister. I'm not really good at it, even though I'll try my best. So let me tell you something to all the listeners. I haven't seen her tongue twister till now. She just gave it to me at hoc, and then I'm going to read it out in one go. Please pardon me, since I'm not really good at it. So let's begin. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled papers. A peck of pickled papers Peter Piper picked. If Peter picked paper pick of pickled papers, where's the pick of pickled papers Peter Piper picked? Oh, so I'm so sorry, I messed it.
To make it fair for everyone, I gave a harder tongue twister to our English hosts. If you must cross a coarse cross gow across a crowded gow crossing, cross the cross coarse gow across the crowded gow crossing carefully.
My name is Song Haddon, and Young Juki gave me this challenge to read out this tongue twister in one go. I'm not really good at tongue twisters, but I'll give it a try. If you must cross a coarse cross crow across a crowded crow crossing, cross the cross coarse crow across the crowded crow crossing carefully.
Hi, my name is Dundin and I'm with the English team. Young Juk has given me a challenge and I've not seen the script, so I'm really nervous, but I'm ready to go give this challenge a go. So let's see. If you must cross a cross-cross cow across a crowded cow crossing, cross the cross-cross cow across the crowded cow crossing carefully. That was really hard, but it was fun. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And thank you for participating.
Okay, my name is Kezon Wangmu, and Yangju has asked me to take part in her tongue twister challenge. So she wants me to read out a tongue twister in one go. If you must cross a cross-cross cow across a crowded cross-crossing, cross the cross course cow across the crowded cross cow crossing carefully. Okay.
And remember, I mentioned that I challenged my new friends as well. I gave them an even harder tongue twister. Silly Sally swiftly shooed 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep Silly Sally shooed shilly-shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in the shack. Sheep should sleep in the shed.
My name is Yuren Somo and Ajay has given me a tongue twister challenge.
Silly Sally swiftly shooed 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep Silly Sally shooed shilly-shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in the shack. Sheep should sleep in the shed.
Hello, my name is Karma Samtan Wangda and producer Young Juk has given me a tongue twister challenge, and I don't know how I'll do because there are a lot of words that I'm bad at pronouncing, so let's see how I do. Silly Sally swiftly shoot 7 silly sheep, the 7 silly sheep Silly Sally shoot, silly shallied south. This sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack, sheep should sleep in a shed.
So these are some of BBS's radio hosts and my new friends reading out loud some tongue twisters. But did you notice that most of them were not free of stutters? That is because tongue twisters are not supposed to be easy and are designed to make you stutter so that when you practice and perfect it over time, you can speak more fluently and without stuttering. Even we as radio hosts practice these small exercises daily to perfect our pronunciations and fluency. I hope you had fun learning about tongue twisters and also enjoyed listening to the radio host of BBS and my friends twisting their tongues. This was all for today's episode of Let's Get Lit by producer Youngjuk. For more, join me next week at the same time. Thank you for tuning in.